Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the TNT Hour on BBSRadio.com. I am your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'm with you every Wednesday. We have cut back the schedule for the time being. This show will only be airing on Wednesdays while Don Newsom is going through his pregnancy when he comes to full term. Just kidding out there. Well, he's become very busy, I know that, and it's a great demand on those of us in this industry to handle all the things that Don Newsom handles and give the time and the proper attention to the show. And hopefully in the future, we'll be doing something where you're going to get the news on a regular basis. Now, we have announced this on several shows, on my Evident Footprint show, which airs at 10 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday. Recently, we got a new website started. And now it's, you're not going to be able to go to it yet, but it's going to be our news a corner, if you want to call it that, on bbsradio.com. It's going to be called infiltrators.com, and we're going to be putting out the news that you're not getting on mainstream media, much like what we do in the show. You're going to get a variety of topics. There's only so much one can cover in a one-hour show, and of course we get tidbits through the mainstream media, and we're trying to focus on particular topics, which many people appreciate because they get to hear a different slant on what's really going on in a particular situation. We have, for instance, the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, and if you've noticed how mainstream media handles these topics, they come out in spurts. And in between those spurts of information about what might be going on with the Taliban or the Sunnis or the Kurds, they will intersperse those stories, which sometimes last for 2 or 3 days, with much more information about Paris Hilton, Anna Nicole Smith, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, all the blondes out there that they have made superstars out of. And then they tell us, well, people want to hear about this. This is what is news to people. Well, we talk about this quite a bit on this show and on my show about the mind control, about waking up and realizing what they're doing. They're controlling our thinking patterns and they're controlling our perceptions so that they can manipulate us into a particular belief system, a particular mindset, so that we react to what they do. The ultimate goal of that is for us to give up our freedom. And I'm not speaking about what's called liberty. Liberty is permission. Freedom is God-given. It's sovereignty. It's your place in the universe and the fact that you were created by the highest being in existence. And everything they put on us is of their creation. and it's usually of a dark nature. Entertainment in and of itself is not dark unless you're watching a movie about vampires or werewolves or murder or satanic sacrifices or possession, demonic possession, or alien attacks, those types of things. Those are the fear-mongering types of entertainment. Then they have professional sports, and they have music, and we have these reality shows, these ridiculous situations that would get people interested because it was nothing like what you would see on TV, or in real life, I mean, but they would put it on TV and as if this was actually life. And maybe some people's lives are that way, but not the masses. Yet they draw the masses into watching these shows because they're selling their products, and the shows are very ingeniously designed to control your thinking and your mind, to keep you centered on the physical, on appearance, on sound, images, and your ego. Everything that you're fed is either your ego is not where it should be, or it emphasizes the ego, which keeps you from higher knowledge. It keeps you from a higher vibration. It keeps you from seeing what's really going on and perceiving it and taking action on that basis. So everything they do is to entertain us. It's designed to keep us out of focus in terms of who we really are, and totally out of touch with who we are. Now, where does that fit into what's going on today? Well, our consciousness, if you're watching television now, they're all coming out with the coverage of the Democratic National Convention. And this is to reinforce this belief system that we are actually choosing our leaders. That is not true. They are choosing our leaders for us. They are choosing our leaders for us. It so happens that the leaders they choose for us have already been indoctrinated into the system. They themselves are being controlled. And it's for those that make the money. Always follow the money. And as I always say on this show and on my own show, Evident Footprints, I don't ask anyone to believe what I'm saying. I'm asking you to find out for yourself. And you will come to a place that transcends belief, and you will know. What you know is what will empower you. Why would we bring the truth to a news show if it weren't true? Why would we call it the truth if it weren't true? So what we are looking at here is a political event that has already been determined. It's already been decided. It's just playing out a certain way, and in the process, the control is maintained. It's very, very carefully planned, very carefully thought out. Even the speeches that you're hearing, these are not the words of the people who are speaking the words. They're the words of the puppet masters. And it's the way the person delivers the speech and your association with the sound of their voice and their image that makes you think they're saying those things. Well, they may be delivering the message, but it's not their message. That's the point I'm making. And for a lot of people, that's very difficult to grasp because we cannot imagine within our ego selves that these people would be doing something that would be harmful to us, something that would be advantageous to them and disadvantageous to us. While I was saying this, I pulled up the word entertain, and I thought, we would look at the word entertain, and you will see, and this was not planned. I just decided I was going to pull this up. What they show us on TV is considered entertainment. They call it a TV program. It's designed to produce certain results. And the program is about us, programming us, causing us to react a certain way or causing a certain type of behavioral pattern that gets us into compliance with their agenda, with their goal. If you consider their goal is total enslavement of this planet for the benefit of a few and to the detriment of the masses, this will, what I'm about to say will make sense. Now, I'm just going to read the definitions in my dictionary. Entertain, amuse, divert. That's an interesting word, divert. Delight, please, charm, cheer, interest. Informal would be bring the house down, engage, occupy, absorb, engross. Now, the antonym or the opposite of all that, there's one word, bore, B-O-R-E, bore. It's interesting that entertainment has all those different meanings, and the opposite of entertainment is bore, or boredom, I should say. We're defining entertain, not entertainment. Another definition, receive. Okay, so if you are entertaining, and this is in the sense of entertaining a foreign country or a foreign visitor, receive, host, play host or hostess, to invite around, or over, throw a party for, wine and dine, feast, cater for, feed, retreat, welcome, fete. These are all terms that make entertainment what we perceive it as, but there is a purpose behind the word. Give consideration to, contemplate, think about, give thought to, countenance, tolerate. Tolerate is an interesting word. Support. That's an interesting word too. Or formal brook. In other words, a formal word for a brook would be to entertain. Now, if I put M-E-N-T on it, men with a T, or meant, maybe it's changing it to a noun, but entertainment, amusement, pleasure, leisure, recreation, relaxation, fun, enjoyment, interest, diversion. Now, there's a big difference between pleasure and diversion. What is the key here is the word diversion out of all of those definitions. And I don't mean to insult the listening audience with reading definitions of words, but we're talking about perceiving what is going on with the news, what is going on with current events, what we're hearing and what we're not hearing, because I'm going to go into some of those topics in a couple of minutes. Another word for, or another set of definitions for entertainment, and they use the phrase an entertainment for the emperor. This is kind of interesting philosophy there. They have us worshiping someone of a high status. Performance, presentation, production, extravaganza, spectacle, pageant. Those are the words that they use in describing TV and television. That word itself, they changed television to TV because it distracts our attention away from the word tele. What would tele mean? To tell or to show via electronics, or to communicate. It's the first half of the word telegram. So it's a message. There's a message in there. There's a transmission. Now, vision, the word vision, is your sight. So they're telling you and they're showing you. So it's the method to both speak the word and to show images that control your thought processes. And they will give you the information that will most effectively move you along the path that they intend. Again, that will get you herded into the corral, so to speak. Television, here are the definitions. TV, and we just spoke about that. That really makes it impersonal. Now it's just a box. Now, here are some synonyms for television. Small screen, the idiot box, the tube, the boob tube, and the box. Now, we often talk about people who are not awake as to what is going on. We say those people are inside the box. They are in within the domain of all of this control, whether it's mental or whether it's physical, whether it's based to sensory stimulation or sensory deprivation. In either case, they have ways to get a message into your subconscious without you realizing that it's occurred, or they have ways of flat out telling you what to do. You watch a commercial and they say, call now. And they don't just say it once. You'll hear them say, call now, at least 7 times. Because they've studied that when you've seen the commercial 7 times, you will respond. These issues are studied very carefully, and they're scientifically constructed to control our awareness of what is actually going on. How do they present the commercial? Seldom do you hear a commercial with no music. If there is no music, the visuals and the message is loaded with subliminal suggestions, and they determine that to put music with the commercial will reduce its impact. Likewise, they introduce the news with music. They do intros and what are called intros and outros, and they play their theme song, or they play what they call bumper music, which moves the content of the show into the realm of the advertisement, the place where they want you to spend your money, where they intend for you to spend your money. So a lot of effort goes into that. There's probably 50% or greater now of television programming is related to the selling of products, the selling of services. And you are to believe, because you put so much reliability and trust into what you see on the television, you're to believe that that's the best deal that anybody can get. They will sell, an example, they will sell a product that mops floors, and it has a disposable mop head, and you use this for dusting. It picks up all the dust, and they tell you how wonderful it is. Well, I know a man whose dog has been going through convulsions for many years. They've been using this product since it came out. And I determined that there was something on their floor that was making the animal sick. And of course, the dog was walking across the floor, and it would lick its paws. When it came in from outside, it may have gone outside with wet feet. And it came in with wet feet, and when it touched the dried substance on the floor, it reactivated it. The dog would go lie down in its bed or on the carpet or someplace on the floor and lie there licking its paws, drying them off, cleaning them, and taking in the substance that had polished the floor. The dog suffered from convulsions. The dog suffered from insomnia and inability to digest food. It manifested many symptoms that humans manifest when they're on certain types of drugs. And this was a toxin. It was a poison that was literally killing this dog from day one when they first started using it. I brought it to their attention that it was likely the substance that was in this floor mop, this dry disposable floor mop. As a result, they did have it tested, and they gave the information to their veterinarian, and their veterinarian said, this is something that really, once it started, it wasn't going to stop. It has a way of adhering to the cells and becoming, let's say, digested and metabolized within the body the body doesn't have a way to expel this toxin. So your animal is going to suffer from convulsions. Now, we can prescribe an anti convulsion type of medication to minimize this, but it's probably going to get worse, which it did. So television, which we put our trust in and which is geared to get us to spend money and to follow a particular mindset, is designed just for that purpose, to get you mind-controlled and to get you to spend your money. Look at the products they sell. They sell oil products. They sell products made, and when I say oil products, I'm speaking about the petroleum derivatives, the fuel derivatives, the cleaning agents, even medications that are pharmaceutical drugs have oil in them. Our roads have oil in them. Plastics. We have plastics everywhere, from dinnerware to cookware to toys that children use. And look around where you're sitting right now while you're listening to the show. Look at your computer. Your computer's got plastic on it and in it. And many of the other derivatives of oil are making your computer run. So oil, the oil companies are involved in everything. Of course, they show the vehicles that use oil and gasoline and all the other products. And so you have cars. Cars are very important because they automatically are create a cash cow for the oil companies. And cars get in wrecks. And when people get in wrecks, they have to get medical attention. And when they get that medical attention, usually drugs enter into the picture. So the pharmaceutical companies and oil companies are very closely related. Look how many pharmaceutical commercials you're seeing on television. Tons and tons and tons. And it's worse and worse all along now. The movie channels are now showing these commercials. The sports channels, which are entertainment channels, both of them, are showing these commercials. The comedy channel, which you would expect late night maybe to sit down and listen to a funny comedian just to get a different perspective on life. And now those have become sites on the television where you are now being exposed to perverted women, what they call girls gone wild. These videos have to be blocked off because it's all X-rated stuff that they can't show on TV. Yet they're advertising it on TV, and they're advertising products that modify your sex, your libido, or your ability to perform, or what have you. I don't want to give it more attention than it deserves, but they're focusing your attention on these things. Again, they're touching your base or your fundamental emotions and the physical aspect and the mental aspect of who you are. What is spiritual about taking these drugs? There's nothing spiritual unless you take too many and have an accidental out-of-body experience or something like that. But that's something that's going to be a horrific experience for someone that's never been there, done that. So it's all designed to take money. It's all about controlling you. It's the marketplace brought into your home, into your living room, into your kitchen, into your den, into your recreation room, into your library, into your bedroom. I know people that have television sets in their bathroom and in their cars. And if you don't have a TV set, they have a DVD player so they can watch. Well, they say, well, this is for the kids. I see people at red lights watching television. The driver, he's the only person in the vehicle. He's watching TV. And you wonder how many people really are awake to what's going on. I didn't know today that I was going to be talking about mind control this much, but I just want to emphasize that when we get the news, we're not getting just like we don't get the truth about what's in these products they're selling us, we don't get the truth about what's happening around the world. And there are some places in certain parts of the world where people are really paying attention to what they like to refer to as global issues. This has always been a globe. It's always been a somewhat round world. It's not a perfectly round ball as a planet, but they're using terms to direct our consciousness. Everything is, this is a global internet provider. We're the biggest news channel globally. We are the most popular food around the globe. They use these words over and over and over. I remember a globe as a metal or a plastic ball that sat on a little platform and spun around, and it was called the globe of the Earth, and it had usually a very poor representation of the land masses and the seas, and but that was what I grew up learning was a globe. They were indoctrinating us when we were children in school to accept that concept, and we didn't even realize it. And you don't see the globe in many classrooms today, but they certainly use the word, and it's become disassociated with our everyday consciousness in a way. That would be like someone talking about the railroad tracks. And as soon as I say that, you probably get an image of railroad tracks near where you live. And then you think of the noise of the tracks. And then you think about what they might be carrying on the tracks. But they don't want us to focus our attention on the railroad tracks. They want to focus our attention on what is going on in terms of their overall agenda. The tracks are a means to getting things from one place to another, supporting their agenda. They don't want us to see that. They want to entertain us. They want to divert. That word diversion was a very good definition of entertainment. It is a diversion. A magician uses diversion as the premise for his magic tricks. There's really no magic in what a magician does. The magic is in that he can detract your attention away from what he's really doing. No matter how closely you consider and follow what the magician and sometimes his helper or helpers is doing to perform a magic trick, you are expecting to see something or to look for something that you might see, never considering that the thing you're looking for was already where it was supposed to be in the end. That is sort of the method of the people that are pushing for a new world order. Therefore, their method is to not inform us of what the steps are to make the trick work. Just like a magician. A magician is not going to say, well, you know, you didn't see that I had this card up my sleeve. Or you're watching to see him pull it out from his sleeve when all along it's been in his hand. You just weren't able to see it. So that's what we're facing here in terms of the news. They give us whatever they want to give us, and they absolutely have total control over what comes out. It's blacked out. It's a no-no for them to report these things to us. And we don't get it. Yet we get email from people in Europe, or if we're fortunate enough to have a really fast internet connection and we've looked into other avenues of information, you can listen to internet radio in Europe or all over the world, actually. So you might get a different perspective on what's really going on with this war in Georgia or what's really happening in Afghanistan or in Iraq. You know, we went after Osama bin Laden, but then we were fighting the Taliban. But what we were fighting really was to get people out of the way so that the intelligence agencies could revive the drug industry. And the poppy fields increased production by 500% shortly after they kicked the Taliban out. But then they said there is a resurgence of the Taliban. Well, they've got to step up the war, is what you see. But what they're doing is they're stepping up drug production. That's what they're doing. Now, Iraq is a different story. And oil and money is not the only issue of that, but we're not even going to cover that in the news. What we are going to do right now is to take just a short break, and I'm going to allow one of BBS sponsors to deliver a message, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the TNT Hour on BBSRadio.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Okay, that's one of BBS sponsors, Hemp USA, and that was not the voice of Tom James, but Tom James is often on my Evident Footprint show, and I just have to say that with all the crazy stuff going on in the food industry, that is a very safe and very nutritious food source that comes in a variety of products. And I welcome all of you to check out hempusa.org. We have the link posted on our index page on the BBS site. It's also on my webpage, directlightproductions.com. And you can call 908-691-2608 to learn more about those products. You can also go to hempusa.org. If I said .com, I didn't mean to. It's hempusa.org. And Tom will eventually be coming back on my Evident Footprint show, and he's been talking a lot about toxicity, too, because we have been exposed to a lot of toxins in all of these products that we're buying. And I use my friend's dog as an example. His dog's name was Riley. This was really, really a nice Australian border collie. And a very smart dog, very loving dog. And you hate to see an animal suffer. So you can imagine that we have been desensitized to what people go through. And there are issues of them wanting to put electronic implants in us and give us vaccines, and they use it under the guise of healthcare and many other aspects of how they present the reality to us. I use the example of television so that you could see how they are doing it, so that you could verify for yourself that these are the techniques that they're using. Now, they use polling quite a bit with in regard to the fact that we have elections going on right now. Really, this whole extravaganza of a Democratic or Republican national convention is entertainment. It's diversion. It's to reinforce the belief that we have free elections when they have already picked the candidate for us. I had this afternoon, just before I came on the TNT Hour, I was on Michael Herzog's show on another network, and we were talking about the candidates and who they are and who's pulling their strings and what this whole show that we're seeing is about. Most of us who are awake really don't, if we have gone down that path of researching who these people really are, we find many, many problems. And I've spoken about this on past shows, and some people have misinterpreted my comments about Barack Obama or John McCain or somebody, because they're really, in their mind, they truly, sincerely believe that that these people are going to do something good for us. They're all cut from the same cloth. They're all serving the same masters. And that saying, follow the money, always applies. And it doesn't matter if it's an election. It doesn't matter if it's business. It doesn't matter if it's international relations. And war is a perfect example of where somebody is making money hand over fist. We've already spent over $1 trillion on the war in Iraq. And all you have there is chaos, destruction, and mass murder. That's basically all you have there. Why would someone ever want to perpetuate that? Well, they're making money with it, and they've already made $1 trillion. Now, if you could imagine what $1 trillion is, someone had calculated this. I think it was my editor at the Idaho Observer. He had taken the time to calculate how long it would take to count $1 trillion bills if you counted one per second. And it's some figure over 37,000 years. Just contemplate that amount of money. And I can tell you that there are hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars being stolen, being diverted, while our attention is on the diversionary media that they give us. They're diverting the stolen funds into foreign bank accounts and real property and buildings or land or infrastructure. And they're building their own palaces with our money, with our sweat, with our blood, sweat, and tears, I like to say. And, of course, our labor. And they tax us to death. They take that money back from us. That little bit that we get and all that they're stealing from us, they take everything else through various ways of taxation. And it doesn't matter if it's your income tax, your property tax, your auto permit, your insurance, your license, your tags, your license plate, your registration, in some states, in some counties, e-checks, which are just ways of taking more money from you. And while they're up there polluting the skies with jet airplanes that are making billions of dollars for the airline industry, and for the oil company that is, again, burning their fuel, we get blamed, and we're not even driving the vehicles. We don't even have enough money to pay for the gasoline to go out and drive the vehicles. We're still being blamed for the air pollution. And we're fed lies about what's going on in politics, in particular, again, Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, very few people are aware of the fact that there is an armada of ships surrounding Iran at this time. You may have seen this if you've been on the internet, but you have not seen this on television at all. No one has reported this. They're reporting Paris Hilton, Barack Obama, John McCain, and just for my listening audience, someone that has just tuned in for the first time, I've been talking about the genealogy of John McCain. I did a series for The Observer. It's coming out in huge parts. This is major genealogical research. The McCain family are not even Americans. Now, they have the media putting out this argument that, well, he was born to American parents in Panama. That is not true. He wasn't born in Panama. That part of the story is not true. And his parents weren't Americans. That part. It's also not true. So the whole story is a lie. Yet they're putting this out there now on mainstream. MSNBC came out with that story yesterday. That's because folks like me and other researchers are coming out with the fact that there is something to this research. Now, I did this on the Bush family over a year ago, and we've got a Bush in the presidency, even though I did that. And they acknowledge that it's accurate. They themselves, the Bushes, acknowledge that I spilled the beans and I messed up their plans somewhat. Well, if their plans are not our plans, then they should be messed up. That's what I say. I don't know how you listeners feel. I would like to hear from the listening audience. Anyone out there that's got a telephone that's working, you can call in and ask a question or just make a comment about this show or about what you see happening in the world. We're using the numbers for BBS station number 2, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 886. Or wait, that's 888. I apologize. 888-228-4494. Again, 888-228-4494. Or worldwide, 877-489-6350. Again, 877-489-6350. Those two numbers should be sufficient. The phones aren't burning off the hook right now. But I would like you to call in if you've got a message or a question, some comment that you'd like to make. This is an open forum as well. So now, what is going on with the situation in Iran? Well, poor old Israel, that's always the victim here, is pushing to attack Iran. They're pushing this. They're also pushing our government. They're the reason why we have a corrupt government and why we have a corrupt banking system. Israel is involved in that heavily. And it's not just the country. It's those that are pretending to be descendants of Israel or descendants of anybody other than themselves. They've never presented who they really are, but they've become known as the Zionists. And there are certain families that some people are aware of, the Rothschilds, the Bronfmans, the Rockefellers, the Harrimans, the Coons, the Loebs. These are all families that, on some level, were involved with the creation of the Federal Reserve, which has no money. There is no reserve. You think of a reserve as something being held back and saved. No, they create money out of thin air. So there's nothing federal about them, and there's no reserves. The money's already been stolen, which leaves us in a pretty dire situation unless we wake up to what is going on. So all this posturing in Iran is just another attempt to get more money, to make more money, bottom line. And if they have to kill people in the process of making more money, they will do that. They've done that during every war that's ever been on this planet. Someone gained more than the other. And these wars are targeted in the long term, or in the long haul, they're targeted to achieve their ends of global control and enslaving the entire planet. And they'll do it a piece at a time. Think about where the theater of war was during World War II. You had Europe, you had Eastern Europe. It did branch out into other places because it wasn't just the Germans, it wasn't just the Nazis. You had the fascists also in Italy that were involved. Mussolini and Hitler were doing business together. And they were doing business with the bankers. And so you can assume the Vatican was behind that if Italy was involved. They were basically doing what the Knights Templar and the Knights of Malta did hundreds of years ago, and behind the scenes are still doing for the Vatican today, but they're also taking care of themselves. All of these secret organizations have tied together to produce these results behind the scenes, and there are different factions, and they do war with each other, but they war with each other on paper. They get us to carry out the murderous acts. Our young men and women that are inducted into the military. Now we have we were warning something was going to happen around the time of the Olympics. Of course, we're not getting all the mainstream news, but they promoted the issue of bird flu throughout the Olympics. Here in the United States, it was heard quite a bit on the news, and we knew from a report that was also a documentary on DVD from Dr. Atru Ott that they intended to dispense something on the order of 100 million flu vaccines. These were for the bird flu pandemic. When you take the vaccine, you get the disease. That's how vaccines work. If your body's not able to fight the disease, you will die. You will get very sick and you will die. And still we think, we have been led to believe, again, there's that word, believe, that getting the vaccine is going to stop you from getting the disease. Well, how can it do that? If it has enough of a dose of the disease in it, your body will build up its immune system and the antibodies to fight that disease. So that's what we're led to believe. But this is a major population control vaccine. They want people to get sick and die and spread the disease so that more get sick and die. And they intend to manage it down to a level of somewhere around 500 million people. That's very distressing news for somebody that's hearing this for the first time. But if you do some research, you will find out that, number one, Dr. A. Chu Ott did report this, and he is a very intelligent man and highly qualified to do such a report. Why would he report this if it weren't true? Well, what we had on opening day of the Olympics was a war supposedly started between Georgia and Ossetia, South Ossetia, and Russia had to move in there. Well, they were actually attacking Russia is what they were doing. It was a diversion, as the Olympic Games on television were a diversion. They were diversions to keep our attention, our focus off of what was really happening. And this is all about money, again. Vladimir Putin is owed, per agreements, and these are a bunch of criminals making agreements, $87 billion he's asking for now. What was at one time a $30 billion payment now has had interest added to it. What we're not hearing is that there were some pipelines bombed, because there's a pipeline that goes through the Republic of Georgia, and there's one that goes through Afghanistan, too. A lot of people aren't aware of that. That they're there now, and they're taking over these oil pipelines. They're telling us we don't have oil, and they're stealing it. Halliburton, Dick Cheney, these people, these types of people, George Herbert Walker Bush, they're in the oil business. They're behind the scenes orchestrating all this stuff. The guy's got his son in the White House. Stop and think. Cheney himself is in the vice presidency. These people are operating these Halliburton concerns right there in the White House and in the Pentagon. Now they bombed the heck out of some major cities, and they're taking out the pipelines, and they're taking out tankers, and they're attacking trains. There's a tanker, let's say a train with these tankers on it, and many of you have seen them. You'll see them go by, and they'll have the names of oil companies, sometimes dairy companies or chemical companies. They're transporting these huge tanks. Usually they're 20 to 40,000 gallon tanks, from what I can tell. Maybe some are even larger. And some as small as 10,000 gallons. That's a pretty large size tank. And yet we really don't pay any attention to what's going on. They're just moving things where they want it to go, and we never question these things. So we're told we don't have oil, we're told we don't have gasoline, they raise the price because the demand is too high. They're just, it's another tax. They're stealing again from us. They're stealing from the front door, the side door, and the back door. It would be like someone knocking on the front door of your house, and while they're knocking, the guy's walking in the back door, stealing everything while your attention is diverted. Same concept, maybe an oversimplification, but still very true. You have a collapsing housing market. They're blaming it. First, they were blaming it on a trader in France. They said, well, he made something like $7 billion in bad trades. There was a scandal involving the president of the France and $700 billion, which is approaching a trillion. It's 7/10 of $1 trillion. It takes over 37,000 years to count $1 trillion 1 second at a time. Think about how much money 700 billion is. That's a lot of money. Now, they're not counting it in ones. I'm just trying to give you the perspective of how much money that is. So the guy they blamed, and he may have been corrupt, but the guy they put the blame on is like blaming the homeowners who got loans, and they've stolen all the money, which was originally created out of thin air to begin with. And as a result, now you have a collapsing housing market. And speaking of that, I'd like to speak about California for a moment, because I had a discussion today with someone, and people that I know that are doing research in a lot of different areas have been talking about a forthcoming earthquake. There are a lot of earthquakes occurring right now in California and some of the neighboring states. And there have been people coming forth with visions and prophecies, dreams about these earthquakes. And I've got feelings about it, I can say. And I sense that's, yes, something is in the work from what I've been able to see. Now, why, and we know that they can create these earthquakes with the technology. These aren't always acts of God. We're led to believe that there are certain things that go on with the earth, and this does happen in reality, but they've also learned what it is that's happening, and they've learned to make the machinery or the technology that causes earthquakes to happen artificially. And so you have a horrible or horrendous housing problem in California. And it may just be that in the end, their intention is to just take over the land, if you consider that. We tend to add the house and the buildings to it, but they have no qualms about destroying it. In fact, if they can create such a catastrophe for earthquakes, it's very well possible that the majority of people don't have earthquake insurance. And so that's how they can extricate themselves from financial obligations. You will see if that there is a big earthquake, there will be tremendous destruction. It'd be far beyond anything that anyone anticipated, and you will see the banks immediately go down after that. They will have their excuse for and in reality, what has taken place is the money's being stolen before this happens. And IndyMac Bank is a perfect example. The lines are forming, and they're only letting certain people on odd days or even days of the week take their money out. And that's not what we're told when they represent what a bank is and what a bank does for you. It's just another lie. It's just another way that they obfuscate what is going on. So we should look at natural disasters, and we may see some hurricanes. And we may see some, not just hurricanes, but tornadoes and other strange anomalies. Maybe some more wars breaking out. Maybe something on the order of some space object striking the Earth. And it could be explained away as a meteorite or some kind of space debris. There will be disasters. Now, we've got depleted uranium all over the planet. People are breathing this in. You're not hearing it. Many people are coming up with all kinds of strange illnesses. They're blowing up two countries in the Middle East with depleted uranium. Why wouldn't this travel around the world in the atmosphere? And it's exactly what it was. They've measured that this stuff was hitting the West Coast. So and they're attacking the food with bacterial substances. I've heard something a few days that was rather troubling. Somebody was really talking to me about a certain area where they are spraying the fields at night. And they're telling them they're spraying it for bugs. Well, they're putting these substances now on all these farmers' crops, having them believing that they're spraying herbicides of various types to stop bugs from proliferating. They're not telling us the truth. We have to wake up and we have to start paying attention. I've been all over the board on the show, but we're out of time today. I invite the listening audience to tune in to Evident Footprints tonight and every night, Monday through Friday. Got great guests on all the time, and we talk about things that you don't hear anywhere on the mainstream media. And I'm appreciative of Don and Doug Newsom for making this show possible and for you tuning in. And in the meantime, I wish everyone a great afternoon, and hopefully we'll see each other tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific, on bbsradio.com. You've been listening to me, Don Nikoloff, and this is the TNT Hour. Goodbye for now. See you next week.